Okay, Monday, July 8th, 2024, 5:10 a.m. And okay, so I'm all set to go out to the door with the dog, Angel, also known as Chaos. It's cooler this morning than it was yesterday, for sure. It was in the lower 80s, upper 70s when I left yesterday. Today it's in the 60s. Supposed to be, anyway. Right now in the studio / garage, it's 82.6 degrees, and got the fan in the window going, but it's cooling it off. It was a lot hotter in here earlier, so I'll be back, and hopefully, God willing, and I'll talk to you some more. Okay. Okay, 6:12 a.m. and back from the walk. Let's see. Oh. Okay, like I said, before the 4th of July, people setting up fireworks with loud booms and bangs and kapows. They start a couple of days early. Not a lot, not like on 4th of July itself, but the guys, I guess, can't wait, I guess, to make some noise. The deer kind of scattered. Didn't show up until yesterday. I saw the first deer. Yeah, yesterday. And today I saw a lot more deer. So they're slowly finding their way back into the neighborhoods. And I gave this theory to my sister that the reason why the deer are coming up into the neighborhood so much to look for food at night and go back in the early morning wherever they go to is because they have that program. The program of having herds of goat go down through the green belt of the American River and eat all the vegetation that might catch on fire. But what that does is take all the food away from the deer that normally eat all that, and compound that with that there's no hunting allowed down there, so these deer are just multiplying like crazy. I don't know what the Fish and Game's doing about it, if anything, but you could probably have a big herd of them down there, and they're going to start dying off from disease and starvation or what have you. More of them will come up into the neighborhoods and get hit by cars. So, what to do, huh? How do you manage that? The government doesn't care. Just let me go do my phony baloney job and collect my paycheck. I can't say that because I'm sure there are people that really do care about what their job is, just like I did. But some of the people running the place, Governor Newsom, really don't care about the day-to-day goings-on of life. They just want to make more money. So, that's the way I feel about that, I guess, huh? Anyway, so let me, I got to lift some weights here, and today I've got to take the painting in. I'm not happy about it. Like I said before, they put a restriction of 36 inches, but there's 9 paintings that are way above that. Well, not way above. One is 37 inches. The rest are way above that 36-inch limit. So, and they're not doing anything about it. So that effectively, since I follow the rules, that effectively censors me from showing the paintings I would really like to show, because I don't work in that small format usually. I mean, so I threw out a little painting on a canvas panel, which I really didn't have my heart into. But I did it anyway. Then I did a frame for it, and the frame is brighter and more prominent than the painting itself. So it's like, don't look at the painting, look at the frame instead. Anyway, so I don't know. I knew I could have just made it, the frame a little less intense. And I knew I could have did that, done that. But I didn't. I decided just to go ahead and do this because I've got to make people look at the painting in some way. Let's make the frame comp bring them over. Because it's really not that good of a painting. Oh, that's okay. The green, the green kind of works against the red frame pretty good. But the rest of it, eh. I guess you could kind of look at it, the whole thing as a work of art, including the frame. But I didn't post it that way. So anyway, like I said, let me I got to do some weightlifting here and get my chores done. I got to take that in today. I'll probably get a haircut today too. I'd like to do that. It's been a while. So she's like, "Yeah, let me wrap it up." I know this is another short one, but at least it's some kind of posting, huh? So have a good day, everybody.